Good morning, everybody. It's WMFO Medford, 9:03 in the morning. Thanks, Brutal Brunch, for leaving us with that track. Gave me a little chance to set up here in the morning. I'm Mike on the mic. I'm here till 11 a.m. With my buddy, Audrey. Hi, Audrey.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, you sound good and spry this morning.
Thank God we have those extra large coffees going.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't know about you, but I had one of those nights where I just didn't sleep.
I didn't sleep last night very well either. It didn't help that I napped for about 6 hours in the afternoon.
Not snapped, but napped?
Snapped. I snapped and then I napped.
We had an epic conversation in the car coming over here this morning. And at first you said you snapped, but then we...
We figured it out that it was really napped.
It was really napped. I wish I did. I'm dog sitting for a mutual friend.
Yes.
And you know how it is when you get to a place and you're just not in your bed? Even though, thank God, there was an air conditioner, I didn't sleep a wink.
Yep.
Maybe half a wink.
It's hard to get outside of your comfort zone when it comes to nice, comfy beds and all that.
Oh, please, you're going to make me snooze
I know, sorry. We're supposed to be hyper.
Yeah. So, let me introduce you, because that would be the polite thing to do.
Okay.
You are Audrey.
Yes.
And you are lead singer, guitarist, songwriter from the band 360s.
Yes, I am.
The 360s or 360s?
360s.
Okay.
Yep.
And you were really going, you know, fast and loose in the late 90s, right?
Yeah, 90s. Yeah. All through the 90s.
Yep.
And we actually were together up until 2012. So we've been, we really were together pretty much for about 25 years.
Wow. And your hubby, Eric?
And Eric is the guitar player extraordinaire.
Oh, yeah. So you you must have a lot of great recordings, and I know that you found one.
I found one.
A lost one.
Yes, a lost.
That we're going to play today.
Gem.
Yeah.
It's called Scamland, and it was recorded at Q Division in Boston with Eric, with Sean Slade, who's quite an incredible producer here in East Parts.
So that's going to be part of the five-song set that we'll play from you. Starting somewhere in the 10 o'clock hour. But otherwise, because I'm so tired and so are you, I'm so glad you're here because you've got so much music that we're going to play and keep me... When I start to nod off, just tap me on the shoulder or something.
We'll help each other.
I need it today. All right. So, like I said, we're here till 11 a.m. If you'd like to call and make a request, that'd be lovely. 855-915-9636. We'll get you to me, and I'll run around the studio and find something to play for you. But first, let me start off with the first new noise of today. I found a band called Simply Saucer. Yeah, I know. I haven't heard of them either. But I like the track. It's brand new from them called Dance the Mutation, starting off our first five-song set here at WMFO Medford.
Yeah. slow, drifting off a thing I'd never done before. Watching the crowd roll in, alcohol lights and begins. Feeling in my bones I never felt before. Bye.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Palestine, Texas. Palestine, Texas. Thoughts are filled with hay, but is this faith that you profess that led to this colossal mess? When you awaken from this coma, you'll find you were in Oklahoma. When you come out of this self-delusion, you're gonna need a soul transfusion.
WMFO, Medford. How you doing, everybody? It's Mike on the mic, along with Audrey on the mic.
Hello.
Hi, Audrey.
Hi. Feeling better?
I'm going to lie and say, yeah. I'm great. Real good. Yeah. So we are here at WMFO today. What is today? Today is Saturday, August 11th already. How does the summer go by so quickly?
I don't know. It really did fly.
Yep. We're in for kind of a humid, rainy kind of a weekend, I think.
That's okay. I like that.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't mind that.
The weather's been nice, but it's been strange.
Yeah, it is. It's totally weird.
Yeah, I mean, it's just hotter than. I mean, I'm not saying anything that everybody else isn't thinking, but I have a microphone in front of my face, so it's been weird. I'm just saying that on the record.
Okay, right? I got that.
So being here in the morning on Saturday playing some loud music really helps.
Yes,
try and put me back.
Feels good.
Yeah. So let's see, what did we do? We started off with a band called Simply Saucer and a track called Dance the Mutation. And Simply Saucer was formed back in 1973. It sounded like that, huh?
Sounded like that. Yeah. I liked it right away.
Yeah, me too. It was originally only a six-piece, and the name Simply Saucer was chosen because of Pink Floyd, because of their album called A Saucer Full of Secrets.
I love that.
Yeah, so that's what they're about. They're Canadian, so they're probably very nice people. And
the music was good.
Yeah, it says they're influenced by The Stooges, MC5, and Alice Cooper.
Three of my favorites.
You can definitely hear that in that. Yeah. That was pretty cool. Again, Simply Saucer. My Morning Jacket after that, and our friend Mark Hurwitz posted on the thread, and he said, God, I love My Morning Jacket. I do too. That was called Golden. The Jim Carroll Band. That's a great request from Miss Audrey right here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I love that one.
I recently discovered Wicked Gravity. It's from a 1980 record called Catholic Boy.
That's right.
That's probably why I didn't know it, because I'm Jewish. So I'm tired. I'm going to say things like that.
Jewish too.
How many times did I say ugh this morning?
Ugh.
Yeah, we had quite a complaining.
We had a Yiddish thing.
Yeah, we were complaining on the way over about all kinds of things, and just and we started going into Yiddish. You know what Yiddish is? It's just a slang, kind of Slavic language.
Yes. It's amazing. It's so funny.
It's so funny. Yeah, we can't tell you what things mean because they're really mean-spirited and they may not be good for radio, but who knows.
Right.
Anyway, more about what we played. Followed up Jim Carroll Band with a perfect track from Tom Petty's 1994 Wildflowers CD called You Wreck Me. I'll never get over Tom Petty not being with us anymore.
That was such a shocker.
It's just,
it really was.
You know, it's the opioids. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Poor guy, you know?
I had no idea.
Nope. I mean, and he loved doing what he did so much, he just took the medication so he could get through the shows.
Right.
And
just took a little too much.
And we lost him.
Yeah, it's sad.
And the fifth song of the set, my favorite song of the set, was T-Bone Burnett, a request from my friend Carlos from the True False Identity CD. That's Palestine, Texas. Whoa.
I like that.
How good is that?
That was really good.
Yeah, Carlos always comes up with these great requests. And
excellent.
When he told me about it a couple days ago, I said, I don't know if I know that, and I had it in my list, I don't think I ever played it.
I like that poetry rapping kind of thing going on. It's really good.
It was just wonderful.
Wonderful.
Oi, we're doing it again.
Oi.
Gotta stop that. Can't do that. All right, one of your favorite bands, Guided by Voices.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I've got something new to play by them that even you didn't know about.
That's right.
Right? And
bad fan.
And I was reading about this new release, and as most of you know, Guided by Voices released something called Space Gun in 2018, a full LP. That's what we old people used to call records instead of CDs.
Yes.
But anyway, but he said he didn't want to put out another record. Don't laugh at me. Didn't want to put out another full-length record. So we've got two tracks now. That's a preview of a forthcoming record that's going to be called Zeppelin Over China. Going to be out in 2019. And the track I want to play is brand new from them, obviously. This one's called You Own the Night. You haven't heard this, have you, Audrey?
I've never heard it.
Ha-ha, I get to introduce you to Guided by Voices.
Right.
Yeah, whatever.
Thank you.
New noise here at WMFO.
can lift the tears from my eyes.
Creature void of form. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. And if I pass this way again, you can rest assured I'll always do my best for her, on that I give my word. In a world of steel-eyed death and men who are fighting to be warm, come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Not a word was spoke between us, there was little risk involved. Everything up to that point had been left unresolved. Try imagining a place where it's always safe and warm. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Burned out from exhaustion, buried in the hail, poisoned in the bushes and blown out on the trail. Hunted like a crocodile, ravaged in the corn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Suddenly I turned around and she was standing there, with silver bracelets on her wrists and flowers in her hair. She walked up to me so gracefully and took my crown of thorns. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Now there's a wall between us, something that's been lost. I took too much for granted, I got my signals crossed. Just pretend till it all began on a non-eventful morn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. deputy walks on hard nails and the preacher rides a mount. But nothing really matters much, it's doom alone that counts. And the one-eyed undertaker, he blows a feudal horn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. I've heard newborn babies wailing like a moaning dove, and old men with broken teeth stranded without love. Do I understand your question, man? Is it hopeless and forlorn? Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. In a little hilltop village, they gambled for my clothes. I bargained for salvation and she gave me a lethal dose. I offered up my innocence, I got repaid with scorn. Come in, she said, I'll give you a shelter from the storm. Well, I'm living in a foreign country, but I'm bound to cross the line. Beauty walks a razor's edge, someday I'll make it mine. If I could only turn back the clock to when God and her were born. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm.
The air conditioner there at WMFO coming in strong. Mike and Audrey here. How you doing? It's WMFO.
Hello.
Hey, that Bob Dylan. I just said hey, like hey. some DJ wannabe thing. Never say hey.
Sorry.
Don't do that. Shelter from the Storm by Bob Dylan was the only pick that I had in that last set from the Great Blood on the Track CD. Want to hear that as the fifth song in the set, my favorite song in the set. And all of the rest of these were chosen by the lovely Audrey. And these were really good off-the-beaten-path requests.
Thank you.
Let's talk about them, shall we?
Sure.
The Kinks were just before Bob Dylan from 1965's Tired of Waiting for You LP. That was I Need You.
I love that one.
Sounds just like the Kinks. I mean, you know it's them immediately.
Immediately.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're supposedly getting back together. I don't know if you've heard those stories.
I did actually see that.
Yeah. So, or they have already got back together in the studio.
Yeah.
So, we might be able to see a concert by them soon.
Do you Wouldn't call? That be great? Do you call? Yes. Do you call him Ray Davis or Ray Davies?
Ray Davies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard the argument both ways.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I don't care.
We love them.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. All right, so as a Kinks, just before that were The Who. 1970 brought us a vinyl release called Maximum A's and B's. That was Disguises.
Yes, I love that track.
Now, our friend Mark Hurwitz loved that. He said so in our chat.
It's one of my favorite tracks. I just love it.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
Like that a lot.
It's a good one.
The Velvet Underground, of course, from the LP called Gold. That was White Light, White Heat. And right away, the cries of Lou come right up.
He's a godhead.
Yeah, I can't believe he's gone to godhead. You made that up.
I did.
Godhead.
Just now.
I don't know. Is a godhead a good thing?
Yeah. I don't know. I just...
I don't know. Guided by Voices started off the new noise. New stuff from them from a forthcoming record. Neither one of us has heard that before. That's called You Own the Night. Because of you,
GBV.
I love the band.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you like them. I think they're a great band.
Yep, I know you know them from your travels in the rock and roll world.
Yes, I got to know Bob pretty well and Doug Gillard, the guitar player, who I just love. And
yeah.
I've met them all at one time or another, and they're just fantastic musicians and all around good guys.
Yeah, they have a lot of different genres that they do, but you can always tell it's them.
You can. Those vocals.
The jangly guitars.
Yeah, the jangly guitars. The guitars and the vocals are signature.
Gets me every time. All right, well, let's start off the new noise at 9:51 in the morning with a band called Dead Sarah, which you have not heard of.
I've never heard.
I hate the band name.
Yeah,
because Sarah, may she rest in peace, was my grandmother.
Oh, okay.
So I don't love the name of the band, but I like the band.
All right, well, let's hear it.
This is a little bit different than we've played this morning so far, but I like this band, like I said. This is brand new from a record they called Temporary Things Taking Up Space.
I like that.
That's a really, really good CD title.
Yeah.
Okay, new from Dead Sarah, new noise. This one's called Anybody. WMFO, Medford.
I'm lost, you're lost, but you know. sat on a hill in the pineapple strawberry hillside of Augustine. And both you get your flesh. The genuflex of the hardship. What was it that brought the pineapple down? Give it short, give it short. Nelson!